Rob and Christina. I asked Rob and Christina to do this today. You're going to be all right, Christina.
This is a miracle.
So, grab your mics.
This truly is. You're witnessing a miracle here. If God can do this in my life, He'll do it in anybody's life. Because when I, those of you that knew me a year and a half or so when I started here can see the difference. And I said I would never be up here, ever. God has done this. Thank you, God. I started, this was my life. Psalm 42 and 3. He lifted me up out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. This is from speaking God's word and listening to teachings.
7 years ago, at the conclusion of 12 years of homeschooling two daughters, Lena and Amanda, they were accepted together at Vincennes University. Though they've always been best friends, within 3 months they reached a point where they still have not spoken to each other since. It was a tragedy in our lives. Over the next few years, Christina developed migraines and anxiety attacks and had to quit her job. A tornado blew through our property. I lost my job. Our beloved congregation and church fired its pastor and destroyed itself. Our finances fell apart and awful things just kept happening to us. We have heard God's voice, but we were never taught that it was expected or normal. God called me first to Him through Lena's birth. And He said to me,
how precious she is.
Everything you thought you knew is wrong. Now you're with me and you will learn. And our spiritual Christian journey began. He affirmed His presence in our marriage, saying to me, "You are her husband. You will love Christina for the rest of your life." And now I don't love her out of obedience or duty. I'm just crazy about her. I am. And I have a passion for her that I can't explain. To that message, God added, "Hang on tight, it's going to be a wild ride."
Still is, baby.
And that was 25 years ago. And it's not over. We always believed we had a very strong marriage. Still, we wondered if one of us wouldn't start blaming the other for these recent troubles that we've been having. God's personal message for us kept our marriage safe. And what Satan meant for evil, God meant for good.
Keep God in your marriage, in your life, no matter what you're going through. Okay. I began to hear God's call that we needed to resume going to church, because when all this started to happen, we fell away. We were still praying, but we just fell away from the church. And we kept passing by here every Sunday and wondering what was happening in here. And we even pulled into the driveway and parked, but didn't get out and continued on down the road. But look it, we made it. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
We made it in. Oh. And we've learned that I've had to soften my heart to the Holy Spirit and allow God's truth to correct some unscriptural beliefs through the teaching of our pastors and the encouragement of many here. We have grown. We have just grown. And I have always prayed, but rarely heard about praying the word. Our first and greatest grateful event was with our daughter, Lena. She left a destructive relationship. She moved back home. And she's resuming her relationship with the Lord. And that will be her testimony to share someday. That's not for us, that's for Lena. One of the pivotal points for me going through all this, and this is just amazing, was I went to a preeminent breast cancer surgeon here in Indianapolis. He's on TV. He is the doctor. This was a couple years ago. And I had a mammogram, and he was convinced that it was cancer. He would not say anything except, in 2 days you will have surgery. I'm convinced it's cancer. So, with the whirlwind of that, and these things were happening as we were making the transition from our traditional church teachings. But as I started walking and praying and talking to God, I heard him say, "It is not cancer." And with that, this is what was so new to me, came a strength in me, a faith. And I was strong by the Holy Spirit. I was strong that when people came to me and said, "Just in case," I'm like, "No, there's no just in case. I know it was God. I know it was God." And he started giving me scriptures, so I started them in my notebook, and every day I would read them. Every day. So when it was time, I went in, and they were going to mark the spot, and the same technician that had found it could not find it to mark. Thank you. 45 minutes of looking. I still had to have the surgery. They decided to mark a spot. As I went into surgery, the doctor came. He's a sweetheart. And I said, "I don't have it. I'm fine." He goes, "Well, we'll leave that to the one above." And I'm like, "He already told me I'm healed." Okay, let's go. I've always been afraid of surgery. Coming out of surgery, it's always like, "I have to wake up. I don't want to die." This time I came out of surgery and I said, "I'm still tired. Can I sleep?" The nurse said, "No problem." She laughed at me, and I went back to sleep. I was fine. Then the waiting came, and I kept quoting scriptures, kept listening to God. He gave me a lot of stuff. And the last couple days, I was starting to falter, and I heard him say, I was seeing a therapist at the time. He said, "You're going to go see your therapist, and he's going to pray for you, and you're going to come home and have your news." It worked out just that way. I came home, had a message on the machine, cancer-free. 3 mammograms later, and I'm still okay. I get another one this month, and I know I'm still okay because God told me so. He told me.
You're doing great.
I'm done. I'm done. That was a pivotal point for me.
Financial errors, job insecurity, problems with our one rental put our finances into chaos. And trying to encourage my wife, we went into debt remodeling our kitchen. Our tenants got into medical difficulties themselves and were affected by the economic downturn and couldn't make their rent. And I was terrified we were going to lose everything. Some here have heard me publicly express my gratitude to Mitch and Kathy for their encouragement, but they are servants just as we are. And none of us come here on Sundays primarily for the servants. We come here to praise the Master and to hear him speak. I've always known about and admired Christina's ability to link directly to God's ear in prayer. She applied what she learned about praying the word over me when I went to work. It has encouraged me to walk in the peace and confidence I had been missing. I have learned that where there is fear, there is a lack of trust in God's word. And that lack of trust is also the sin of pride. And I was reminded by Peggy Joyce Ruth that those who trust in the Lord shall not be disappointed. All our fears and disappointments, depression and discouragement was the predictable result of not trusting God with our problems. I blamed, I doubted, and I questioned God and made our problems bigger than Him, and they became overwhelming. So Christina and I prayed, we repented of our disbelief, and we prayed for our prosperity. We prayed for our renter's prosperity. We prayed for Lena's prosperity. And God has been faithful on all fronts and further blessed us with gifts as if we are literally seeing the windows of heaven opening up and pouring out blessings. My job has been protected. We have become regular givers while paying down heavy debt. And our renter is still a little spotty, but his job is secure, and he's even attending church. And that's a miracle.
I want to add one more thing that's not on here, and that's forgiveness. We both had a lot of unforgiveness in us for certain people, and we had to work on that, and we had to say, I've forgiven. I'm going to walk in that forgiveness. Forgiveness was a big part.
God has worked in the hearts of some friends who responded to a message that God gave them to give us a beautiful vehicle in great shape that perfectly suits us. Another friend gave us a flat panel TV and a laptop computer that Christina is using for the church website, and other things that God has timed absolutely perfectly.
And here's another thing. No one else knows this, not even Cassie. But before God provided that vehicle, I had made up my mind, I'm not coming to woman's Bible study. I'm not driving that car, taking him to work. I'm not going. We got that vehicle. And I heard God distinctly go, any more excuses? And with what he's going to share next, he did it to me again.
We needed to hear God's message of hope that was preached here, that revealed our choices and deceptions we'd fallen into. God's doing fine. The image of the banquet tables that Mitch drew out of John 10:10. One table is Satan's, and it has rotten meat, awful weeds, and the other table is God's, and it has the finest delicacies. But since Satan is the prince of this world, and if we walk by sight, we'll see what he wants us to see, and his table will look good. But if we walk by faith, we will find God's table, and it will be good. We discerned that God wanted us to go to the Copeland Convention in Branson, Missouri. We fasted for 5 days for confirmation, provision, among other things. And the very next day, after we ended our fast, we were blessed with a financial gift that just took our breath away.
All covered. No more excuses.
No more excuses. The lack mentality means paying too much attention to what the world says about my situation and believing the world rather than believing in faith what God promises us. We've heard and have begun to honor God's instructions. He says, if you, then I will. If you, then I will. And we realize that God expects faith that moves in His realm as we help others out of this world and into His kingdom. We've been awed by the hunger and thirst and commitment to truth that we've seen at Life Church. There is no passivity in its relationship with God. And we're so grateful for the generous spirit and the pursuit of the kingdom that we've found here. And the verse that particularly touches us, has already been mentioned a couple of times here, Romans 4:17, speaking things that are not as though they are.
So watch out.
God's going to land on you. You're going to be up here. Let's praise God.
Christina, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but when she first came here, she would say things. I'd be like, oh my gosh, let's get the duct tape out. We need to stop this. But the last 18 months or so since you've been here, I've seen God do a work in both of you that's just absolutely God, only God can do. Only God can do. And that scripture verse that you read out of Psalm 40, I believe it was, that he took you out of a pit. I'll tell you what. When you go with God and you start applying God's word to your life and you start listening to what the Holy Spirit tells you, God will take you up to a higher place in all things. In all things. Not in some things, but in all things. And I praise God for what he's done and what he's continuing to do. And what he wants to do in every person here. And more. That's why when you get these things, when you hear from God, like I heard about the children this morning. And he said, I want you to pray for the kids. Because, you know, some people may not think that that's such a big deal. But I'll tell you what. It's in preparation for greater things. It's in preparation for greater things. And God has got some greater things coming down. Amen. He's got some greater things coming down. And I believe Kathy was going to sing a song, wasn't she, after this? Go get her. She's going to sing it. She's going to sing it. And it's a song that I think everyone will be rejoicing when they hear it. Everyone will rejoice when they hear it. Yeah, you are now, sweetheart. Going the wrong way, dear.
I won't guarantee this, you guys. So you'll hear them as well as me. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't he good? He's so good.
Thank you, Jesus. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he praised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he smashed my feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You're more than worthy of all of the honor and all of the honor and all of the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. Hallelujah. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the earth. think about the Lord, how He picked me up and He turned me around, how He placed my feet on solid ground. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory and all of the honor, all of the praise. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know, there's just sometimes you just need to shout. Hallelujah. Thank God for His goodness. Thank God for His mercy and His grace in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for putting our feet on a solid rock. Hallelujah. That we can have confidence. That we can have confidence. You know, there's nothing worse than fearing tomorrow or today of what it'll bring. That's absolute torment. But thank God that He puts our feet upon a solid rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, shout unto the God with a voice of victory. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Shout unto God.
You know, I woke up this morning, and I don't know what time it was, but the Lord, I just had this thankful spirit just welling up out of me. I just was thanking the Lord for everything. Everything. I just said, thank you, Lord, for my life. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my house. Thank you for my kids. And that just was just welling up out of me. And you know what? Today, there's a victory spirit right here, right now. Right now, there is a victory spirit here. And I don't care what you're going through or what you're challenged with. God is here, and that victory spirit is here to deliver you, to set you free from anything that you have. He's here today, and He wants that anointing is here right now. And all you have to do is take it. It is yours. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. This is really, God wants to have absolute victory for all of us married people and for those that are going to get married. He wants victory in our marriages. Victory. Boy, that just keeps resonating to me. That relationships, that just keeps resonating in my spirit. God wants victory. God wants victory. And He wants to give you that. I'm going to tell you, listen to me. There is a power released in a marriage. There is a power when you pray. There is a power that's released. Hallelujah. That's, I'm saving that for February 20th.
But he can't contain himself.
I've been on this and I've been studying this for, I don't know, the last several weeks, and I'm just about ready to bust with it. But you know what? There is a victory here this morning. There is a victory here. Thank God. Thank God. I'm going to tell you, we're heading for some days that are going to be, to the world, very uncertain. There's days now that are very uncertain for the world. There's financial things that are happening in this country and around the world that things are just breaking up. And I'm going to tell you, if your feet are not on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, you're going to fall with the rest of the world. But thank God He's given us the victory, and we have to make a choice and a decision whether we want victory or whether we want defeat.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Which side of John 10:10 are you on? Which side? Which side of John 10:10 are you on? It can be the worst of times, or it can be the best of times. Depends on which side you choose to be on. And I'll tell you what, I'm choosing to be on the winning side. I always like to win. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Well, I had a message today, but I'll probably preach that message next week. But what I want you to do, everyone get their cards. Ephesians 1, 16 through 23, and Ephesians 3, 14 through 20. Everyone have their cards out. And I want you to pray that all this week. I want you to pray that. I'm going to show you next week. I'm going to teach on that. And how to get the victory, how to get the revelation. Holy Spirit spoke to me and He said, revelation. Revelation. And we're going to meditate until we revelate, if that's a word. We're going to meditate, and God is going to give us some revelation. And I'm going to tell you what that revelation will do for you. It's the grace, it's actually the grace of God. I believe it's the grace of God. Where it is, you'll be able to do things, not of yourself, but it'll be of God. And that will be, actually be the labor that works. That revelation is really the grace of God. It's grace knowledge. And it'll cause you to excel in every area of your life. And excel for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So take those prayers in Ephesians 1, 16 through 23, and Ephesians 3, 14 through 20. And also there's one in Colossians chapter 1. Read those over and over and over. I've heard Brother Hagin say, he said he'd read a verse 1,000 times over. But I go over it, and I go over it, and I go over it, and God keeps showing me things. Amen. Is there anyone, you need some of those? Boys? Kathy will pass them out. Just keep your hand up and Kathy will give you one. You pray these. And listen, I'm gonna say something here. If you do this, if you start meditating on these verses here and you start praying these, and you take some time with the Lord, I guarantee you the Holy Spirit will start speaking to you. And He'll start showing you things. This was probably one of the biggest breakthroughs that we experienced in the church and in our personal lives is praying these prayers. Okay. Hallelujah. Rob and Christine, I want to thank you for doing that today. Thank you. And I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for what He's doing in each and every one of you here. So we'll just close in a word of prayer. Father, we just thank You and we praise You. Lord, we thank You for Your presence here with us today, for Your word today, Father. Thank You, Lord, for Your goodness in our lives. And Father, I thank You that You've given unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of You, my Father. Lord, we just praise You and thank You. I pray Your blessing upon Your people. I say be blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You for Your goodness this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.